The Unbroken is a sobriquet oft applied to those within the armies of the Imperium, who, to the eyes of many, appear the most steadfast defenders of humanity's great destiny. Amongst the Emperor's legions, it could conceivably apply to several, notably the 14th and 10th Legion as Astartes, but without a shadow of a doubt, it is to the 18th Legion that the moniker should most assuredly belong. No legion has paid so high a price for loyalty, and no legion has emerged from the fires of conflict possessed of such indefatigable resolution. Know then that this is a record of the origin in history of the 18th Legion Salamanders. As with all the Emperor's Astartes legions, the exact inception date of the 18th is unknown to historians, although it, along with the 19 others, were known to have been active on Terra during the final years of the Unification Wars. They differ from their fellow Astartes in being part of a trefoil, a trio of legions whose exact origins and original purpose were deliberately occluded from both contemporary and later records. Along with the 6th and 20th legions, the 18th were apparently marked for some special purpose by the Emperor himself, and created, established, and organized in complete separation from the others. It is possible that these initial purposes may forever be unknown to Imperial record, and certainly its early obfuscation created a pall of distrust amongst the echelons of Imperial command. The distance that this special nature generated would never be shaken in the case of the 20th Legion, and for the 6th, morph into other forms entirely, but with the 18th, it would come to be almost entirely forgotten. That being said, in light of their later character in history, it is sometimes difficult to remember that their early beginnings were dogged with an especially bloodthirsty and dire reputation. It was in the Tempest Galleries that the Legion would make its name. Revealed publicly for the first time in the latter stages of the Emperor's campaign against the ethnarchy of the Caucasus Wastes on Terra, the 18th were thrown into the fire of a war that had seen in its initial stages alone the loss of 10,000 of the Emperor's gene-hanced Thunder Warriors and over 1 million mortal troops. Contained but entrenched, the ethnarchy had fortified themselves within a series of cavernous holds within hollowed-out mountains, shielded from attack by impregnable power fields. The 18th Legion was tasked with uncovering and annihilating the power source for these fields, and would be borne into the depths of Terra itself by massive tunneling machines recently provided by the Mechanicum of Mars. The ethnarchy held power through its possession of lost and arcane technologies, and the Mechanicum, as well as the Emperor, were eager to claim whatever they could. The Legion was expecting to face some of the crude genetically enhanced warriors their enemy routinely deployed, or worse, narcotically controlled covens of warped battle psychers, but did not reckon upon the veritable army of war automata guarding the Tempest Galleries. An abominable intelligence, a machine mind of unknowable age, bound in ancient covenant to the tyrants above, was lord over the power systems that kept the ethnarchy safe, and reacted to this invasion as ants react to a predator. The 18th Legion, 20,000 Astartes strong, met the hordes of automata in the deep dark of the homeworld. Though they succeeded in destroying the power plant, it came at a dread cost, as the legionaries that made their way to the wan sun of the Terran surface numbered just over 1,000. Through impossible odds, the Legion had triumphed, and forever etched their name into the Imperium's honor rolls. The losses sustained in the Tempest Galleries prevented the 18th from large-scale participation in the first extrasolar campaigns, despite their hard-won glory marking them as worthy of both bolstered recruitment efforts and favorable arms and material procurement. During the earliest days of the Great Crusade, the 18th rarely fought as a legion, instead subdividing its chapters and companies amongst a wide array of Imperial Auxilia forces, Mechanicum expeditions, and rogue trader flotillas. The flexible nature of these forces often led to the Legion adopting an emergency interdiction role in extenuating military circumstances, serving as a first response force behind the main crusade lines should trouble flare up in theaters previously thought compliant with Imperial rule, or in the cases where Imperial lines were stretched thin and unexpectedly broken. As they were generally the only Astartes forces in such conflicts, they would often assume a command role, but one necessitating close cooperation with unenhanced human forces. This additionally meant that they often had to shoulder the burden of participating in the heaviest and most hazardous areas of the conflict, in numbers much fewer than a comparable deployment of Astartes would habitually necessitate. The reputation this developed was rather unique amongst the legions, as the 18th fast became the Astartes of the forlorn hope, the last ditch, and the heroic last stand. Routinely was it their duty, not chosen, but born without complaint, to hold the line against a surprise counterattack or an alien horde, shielding a retreat of mortal forces, or protecting a nascent imperial colony from depredation. In the case of the latter, the 18th were something of champions to the common civilians of the Imperium. There seemed to be no sacrifice they would not bear for the sake of the Great Crusade and the destiny of humanity. Whereas other legions were the Imperium's butchers, its hammers, its alpha predators, the relationship the 18th developed with the everyman of the Imperium marked them out as something quite different. As the years marched on, however, the Legion's last stand tendencies took on a somewhat darker hue. During the Manticore Cataclysm, the 18th's refusal to retreat, even when sound strategy both demanded and allowed for it, won them the accolades of the Imperial High Command, but the ire of the tactically minded 13th Legion, whose commander Actia openly stated that many of the 18th's suicidal tendencies would lead them to their annihilation, and that this nature made them as ultimately unreliable as the idealistic 5th or ill-disciplined 6th Legions. Despite the decades of new recruits, the 18th's often dire tactical situation, its far-spread deployment, and fragmented nature made it a difficult one to bring up to strength. The 18th lagged behind legions like the 16th and the 1st, both of whom saw rapid and sustained expansions, and it was wondered in some circles whether the prediction of the 13th would come to dreadful fruition. As a question hung over the fate of the Legion in the fourth decade of the Great Crusade, the Primarch Vulcan was recovered when Imperial expeditions reached the planet Nocturne, a world beset by intense volcanic activity owing to the close orbit it shared with its mineral-dense moon, Prometheus. Similar to the hyper-violent homeworld of the 6th Legion, Nocturne beset its human settlers with fire, ash, and predatory megafauna, breeding a people hardier than almost any in the galaxy. Resistant to extremes of gravity, radiation, and heat far above the human standard, the people of the world also possessed a remarkable genetic stability, primarily due to the climate being highly unforgiving to the emergence of divergent genostrains. Vulcan had arrived in a capsule wreathed in flame during the planet's time of trials, a period of intense geological instability caused by Prometheus's closest orbital distance. Rising to become the blacksmith king of the primary city Hesiod, Vulcan had taken to the stoic philosophy of his new home as well as he had to smithing the glorious mineral wealth the planet provided, defending his people against the routine attacks of Eldar slavers. Vulcan was not a gladiator or a conqueror, but a statesman protector who desired no power save for that which he could bend to the defense or betterment of his people. Indeed, his only condition on departing the planet was that the Emperor ensure the defense of Nocturne in his absence. It is known by many that Vulcan did not immediately attach himself to his legion as some of his brothers did, instead spending several years in the company of the Emperor himself and under his direct guidance. Flourishing under such tutelage, Vulcan absorbed the arts of war as easily as he had the art of the anvil, and when circumstance dictated he take command of the 18th, he did so immaculately prepared for the challenge. In a cluster of worlds near the Taros division, a body of 19,000 legionaries under Lord Commander Cassian Vaughn were committed to a desperate defense against an estimated 1 million greenskins. With the vast majority of other legion forces committed to expedition fleets making headway into the eastern fringes, or defending against the Rangdan incursions in the galactic north, the 18th were, as they so often were, the only Astartes capable of intervening. Knowing that the ferocity of their enemy would be the death of mortal soldiers, the 18th fought on, saving three entire planetary bodies worth of Imperial civilians in the process. In doing so, however, they sustained heavy losses, with Lord Commander Vaughn and the majority of the Legion surrounded on the planet Antheim. With Vaughn himself wounded, it was as if the criticism of the 13th Legion was to become horrible reality, but unto this enemy Vulcan fell like a thunderbolt, and with him 3,000 new 18th Legion recruits drawn from Nocturne itself. The Primarch boarded the Orc's asteroid fortress, slaughtering all he found within. The body of the 18th was the anvil, and Vulcan and his new recruits, its hammer. The victory at Antheim provided the Primarch with an opportunity to reforge his legion to his own exacting specifications. He was deeply proud of the spirit of noble sacrifice and stoic bravery he found within his gene sons, but sought to temper it with both discipline and pragmatic realism. Already small, the Legion could not afford an increase in losses. Vulcan gathered as many of the 18th's disparate deployments under his banner, mustering his Astartes at Nocturne, whose baleful moon Prometheus would no longer simply be the herald of planetary change, but the fortress of the Legion itself, and Vulcan's home, the source of the body of the Legion's recruits. The hard-won decades of experience possessed by the Terran veterans of the 18th Legion were melded with the creed of Nocturne, and their almost suicidal fearlessness newly checked by a humble spirit of the people of Vulcan's world. The Primarch reforged his legion as the Emperor had reforged him, creating Astartes lacking the hubris of their predecessors, but possessed of the same dedication to their kith and kin of the wider Imperium. In this, their new cognomen was fitting. Named the Salamanders for the gigantic reptiles that swam the lava flows of Nocturne, they possessed the same undaunted fidelity that these creatures show to their own blood. Ever now would they be the most stalwart defenders of the Imperium of mankind and the dream of the Great Crusade.